I'm here with renowned journalist and media pro, Harlan Mikosedo. Some of you might remember Harlan as the host of Native America Calling. We're talking about a workshop that's going to be taking place in Albuquerque August 5th. But if Native actors, performers are interested in learning more about performing in film, the registration deadline for that workshop is this Monday, July 31st.
The workshop is called So You Want to Be in Movies, and it's going to be held at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center on Saturday, August 5th. It's an all-day event. It's from like 9 to 4, and people of all ages are welcome to attend. When you ask the question, so you want to be in movies, sometimes people see a movie or something, and they're like, how did that person get into that movie? Or, you know, how did they get that job? And so this workshop is really about teaching Native American people how to become involved, and, you know, they're going to need headshots, they're going to need casting agents and that sort of thing, and so they're all going to be there on that day, and that's part of the workshop. The rest of it will be just different professionals talking about, you know, how you go about getting one of these jobs, and the reason why is because the New Mexico Film Office, along with Silver Bullet Productions, think that this is a way to help natives, you know, get started in the movies. And who knows, you know, there may be someone out there, and it may get you into a career in the film industry or the, you know, television production industry.
Harlan, one of the things that is noted in the press release is that this is not to be considered an acting workshop. If folks are interested in taking part in this workshop, the idea is that you need to get your chops up, whether it's acting, etc. This workshop is principally focused towards Native Americans and Indigenous people who were interested in being cast in non-speaking roles, what we might call extras in film and TV. The thing is, a lot of the business that's covered in this workshop also applies if people eventually move into speaking roles.
Yeah, it's for background actors, and you know, you want to start somewhere. And as you know, we all have to, you know, start somewhere. You don't just become a general manager of a radio station or a host of a talk radio show without getting the experience that leads up to that. And I was talking to Wes Studi the other day, and you know, he started out as just a background actor. I think he was in Power Highway with Gary Farmer, you know, and Wes is in there, Filbert, and, you know, so you just never know. And I think this is a good chance for Native Americans to present themselves, to get a good headshot, and talk to some casting directors, and you just never know. You never know what's going to happen after that. I've thought about doing that, Rachel, a lot, and I haven't. And I think that I'm going to go to this workshop. My son has a basketball tournament in Flagstaff that weekend, and so I'm trying to manage that. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, juggling is everything. You and I have worked in radio quite a bit, and one of the things to consider for those that are going into this workshop is that it may not always be a background performer in a film. It could not only end up leading to a speaking role, but it might also end up to something else, like a voiceover actor. Other actors who've worked on film have also done a lot of work in narrating documentary films and things.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know where it could lead. These people that are going to be there are professionals, and, you know, they've been around the movie industry for years.
We have Rodrigo Tatrakin, who is Cherokee, from Robert Baxter Casting. He represents that agency.
Right, and there's going to be a couple of more casting agencies, representatives that are going to be there. It's going to be at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center on August 5th from 9 to 4. There is no lunch provided, so you'll have to go down to the cafe there probably, but there will be refreshments, and who knows, maybe somebody will make some fry bread or something.
Who knows? My understanding from the press release is that registration is due by probably the end of business this Monday, July 31st.
Monday, yeah.
And and that can be done online at Silver Bullet www.ilmproductions.com. Or if you don't have internet access, you could call 505-820-0552.
Right.
I don't know much about Silver Bullet Productions.
You know, the thing is they're trying to educate through film, and they do a lot of different events to try to help Native people. Some people think that Johnny Depp has something to do with, you know, with it because of the name Silver Bullet and then Lone Ranger and blah, blah, blah. But there's no connection there. But what Silver Bullet really tries to do is educate people through films. They have a really good film out right now called Defending the Fire. And it's all nonprofit. And you know, there is a small fee for this workshop, but it's just mainly going to, you know, the photographer and the people, and they have to rent the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center and that sort of thing. So I'm just urging people to sign up before Monday, because that's the deadline, July 31st. And then, you know, if you're around the Gallup area, you'll have to drive into Albuquerque, which is not so bad. I mean, it's like 79 degrees here right now.
Just need to get together, carpool.
Yeah.
The workshop is all day long. They're going to take a break for lunch, but again, participants will take care of that themselves. The folks involved are professionals, a professional casting agency, professional photographers, etc. And this is an opportunity for people to get their bio or resume together, to get their picture taken, their headshot, get in view of the agencies.
That's what the whole point of this is that, you know, we're thinking that, you know, people probably look at these movies, maybe The Lone Ranger or other movies, and they're probably thinking, you know, how did that person get into that? Well, this workshop is going to teach you how that process works. And so that's why I'm promoting it, basically. I think it's a good thing. I think Native people really need to make an investment in themselves. And after that, who knows? Who knows what's going to evolve from it? And everybody has to make their own dreams come true. So I just think this is a good opportunity for Native people. I don't think they're going to be asking for certificates of degree of Indian blood or anything like that. I wouldn't let that hold you back if you're interested in this.
There has been a history, especially in Hollywood, of casting non-Native actors to play Native roles.
Right.
On the flip side, there have been some recent history of casting Native actors in a variety of other roles. So it's going both ways now.
Yeah, it goes all kinds of ways. I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, I think, that they did Ridiculous Six or something.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the Native extras walked off the set. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, to make a point. And it was, I thought that was pretty cool. But, I mean, you've got to realize that you don't get to see the script. But with Adam Sandler, and it's called Ridiculous Six, and so you're going to be basically in a comedy that doesn't have any political, can't think of the word.
PC.
Yeah, you just got to kind of watch out. And when you're at a movie set, you're just, as an extra, as a background actor, you're really not going to have any say-so about the script or the direction of it. But they will give you an overview of the film, and so you got to take that in consideration, too. I'm not going to apply for a Adam Sandler background actor called Ridiculous Six with Natives, because I already know what's going to happen. But if it's DiCaprio and The Revenant, sure, I'm going to look into that.
I think it may have been while you were hosting Native America Calling, the film Real Indians, R-E-E-L, came out, and that was a documentary which featured interviews with a number of Native background actors and extras involved with the filming of Dances with Wolves. And it was, a very well-done documentary. It was from a Native perspective, and it talked about some of those problems with working with Anglo producers sometimes who are trying to tell a Native story. But any kind of research that someone wants to do is valid. this workshop is just, it's another list of tools that I think Native actors and performers can certainly consider.
And again, it's the deadline is coming up Monday, July 31st, and then the workshop is going to be next Saturday, August 5th, at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center here in Albuquerque, 9 a.m., and you have to register by the 31st.
Before 5 p.m. this Monday, July 31st, you should do the online registration at silverbulletproductions.com if you wish to attend this. For more information, you can call 505-820-0552.
They're based out of Santa Fe, and they're a nonprofit, and I really think they're doing some good work. And they don't just do workshops; they do different projects to promote education through film. One of their top priorities is working with Native American producers, actors, all that sort of thing. And I know Wes Studi is on the board, and other people on the board that I know. And I think they're doing really good work.
Harlan, thank you so much for talking with us for a few minutes about this film and television workshop taking place in Albuquerque, August 5th. Again, deadline for registration for people with Native American background who are interested in learning more about how to get involved as background actors or extras. Who knows where that might lead?
Native American background wannabes.
Any last words, Harlan?
No, I just appreciate the work you're doing and all your staff. And, you know, KGLP has been one of the great stations in Indian country for a long time. And so I just want to give you guys credit that, you're putting the word out. And I think this is, something worth looking into. And again, you can go to silverbulletproductions.com to find out all the information.
Well, wouldn't it be neat if we could get Native writers, directors, producers, and under-the-line crew involved in making films throughout New Mexico, but certainly in the Gallup area, Navajo Nation, Zuni, the Pueblos?
Yeah, we're working on it. That's kind of the reason why we're starting at this point. I'm working on a lot of stuff. We'll talk about that later, Rachel, but I appreciate you. I know you and I have been friends for a long time and worked together, and I appreciate all the work you're doing out there in Gallup.
Thank you very much, Harlan. Harlan Mikosedo, journalist, media pro, former host of Native America Calling, raconteur.
Thanks.